did for Giles Peterson show, and on the interview for that he says, yeah, new, it's coming up, I suppose it was 15, it was the 15th year anniversary, talks about the reissue and then says, yeah, new music coming soon, watch this space, I guess. Talking of space, we then went into The Invaders with Can't Get Next to You, the reissue coming out on Now Again, an instrumental masterpiece only ever issued in Bermuda at the turn of 1970. Killer mix of the band's out there original compositions and extravagant covers of The Meters, Temptations, Aretha Franklin, and as played there, the Isley Brothers, with a little bit of Message to the Black Man in
there. Yeah, it's got the hook in there, the whole hook. There's no way you find an original of that.
Yeah, that is file that under records I will never even see, let alone own.
So reissues are nice. Yes. We like that. From there we went to German soundtrack composition, that was Peter Thomas with Coordinates Meeting from the Sound Music album 5, 1973. I don't know where I got this from, it's just one of those that was in the playlist, so there you go.
Looks like it was reissued though on Macumbo, double 10 inch, if you want,
maybe that's where I heard it,
30 tracks of library breaks. Some excellent Moog in there, I guess.
Yeah,
which kind of bled into the next tune, which is why I thought it was like a reprise on.
Yeah, so he's German, but then we played Derya Yildirim, who is from Berlin but of Turkish descent, so that was like a very Anatolian sounding stuff. That was Gunez, I don't know how you're gonna say it, but yeah, from a new album out this year, 2025. Lost the name of it now. Man types into computer live on air. Classic. What did it say?
I was hoping you're going to accidentally press play.
Yarin Yoksa is the name of the album. And then after that, some Welsh music, which is, I don't say it's a first on this show, but it could be. That was Don Leisure featuring Carwin Ellis with a Chiantan. Chiantan.
Perfect.
Yeah, my Welsh is not non-existent. They're just straight up non-existent.
Isn't, you can say slow. That's araf.
Yeah, I can say araf.
Dioch. Thank him. You, I think.
I can know those ones.
Good.
Yeah, but if you go to Don Leisure's Bandcamp, the album's called Tusain, and Sain is a Welsh record label. And he basically got, I think it sounds like he got access to the archives, went through.
Okay.
Just made like a sample beat album and then got sort of people to come and collaborate with him. Griff from Super Furries is on there, some other Welsh singers doing Welsh language stuff. So where are we next?
This is about to finish.
It is. We're going to go into some slightly more upbeat numbers. I hope you're okay with that.
I'm fine with that. This show's mixing with the format. That's what we need from the tired old sounds of the Night Train.
Okay, let's go.
Sugar. Sugar.
We'll be right back.
Try and remember where we started that off. Sorry, this is the Night Train. That was an upbeat set.
It was. We were pumping.
Yes, as pumping as the night. Saying that, we've got kind of pumping a bit of late.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll take a turn soon.
Excellent.
Stick around for that. So there's four songs there. So before, we've been playing a lot of quick short songs and then put all the long songs in one. So Tala AM was what we started out with, Sugar Lump. It's funny, I was playing this at home and I was going, what is he saying? It's called Sugar Lump. I think she thought he was saying something in a different language. It's like, it can't just be saying Sugar Lump.
Yeah, just saying Sugar Lump over and over again.
So yeah, that's a 1978 release. The album's called Arabica. Another one I'm playing from that Africa Airways comp that I was talking about last time. Yeah, on the air. Africa Airways 5, Brace Boogie, 1976 to 82. So slowly working my way through that. I've got another one on there to play later as well, but I'm not going to make it to this show. Don't want to saturate the market.
No.
eke them out.
That's the story of the Night Train. Eking it out since 2016.
After that, new release. This record turned up on Friday, I think. No. Yeah, maybe.
I bought it.
Mama Sita featuring Persona RS, aka Roman Sebastian. Tu Amor, which is your love in Spanish. Well, actually, they're from Chile, but it's in Spanish language. Originally released in 2012, digital only. I think it was popular in Chile, but didn't really go international or anything, despite being a cool version. And it's only been sort of picked up more recently. Mr. Bongos were into it, and who said he was playing it? I know Lukuna's involved, and also, what's his name, the guy who does the re-edit?
Luke Solomon,
yes. So I think those three were somewhere, and one of them played it, and I was like, yeah, we should re-release this. And they do a re-edit as well, or a remix, or giving it a bit more club chug, I think.
Club chug.
Yeah, but still keeping the sort of slightly ropey DIY aesthetics of it. Slightly wonky vibe.
Talking of wonky vibe, we followed that up with Aphex Twin with Ventolin, the Coppice Mix, celebrating 30 years since its release. The same day as Take That's Back for Good, and the Boo Radley's Wake Up Boo. Shout out to WAFR on Blue Sky. Every day they post anniversaries of songs.
And those three.
It's something about that just tickled me. Those three songs being released on the same day.
It's amazing.
All of them standing up the test of time.
And they also, although they are from exactly the same time, they sort of don't feel like they are. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's because they're all timeless.
Very good. Wake Up Boo will always remind me of just listening to Radio 1 when I used to get up in the morning before school.
Oh, yes. And then we finished up with Comrade Van Orten and VSK with Angular Momentum. I think that's from Om Unit Set at Nowadays in NYC, which he uploaded on SoundCloud. But there's no track listing, so I'm sure I shazammed it from there. But that's definitely worth checking out if you're that way inclined. I'll put the link in the show notes. I'm going to send that one out to Alma listening in Hell's Kitchen. She's out there celebrating a birthday and seeing all the celebrities. Mildly exciting. Wish I was in New York looking at celebrities instead of in here looking at you.
There's no celebrities in here, let's
no,
be honest.
No, not even close. Not even local celebs. Okay, so what's this next set going to be like?
We're going to go deep. There's some gospel coming up. What else have we got? Some other slightly left field picks. But yeah, it'll be taking us home in a timely fashion.
Talking of taking it home, I couldn't put the show on last week because we did a pre-record. I just sent in the first 2 hours of Max Richter's Sleep and it went out.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I was on the drive home from up north from the pen I'm wearing. They're like, oh, have you got a pre-record? I was like, yeah, you can't put it on. They're like, why not? I said, oh, because it's the first 2 hours of Max Richter's Sleep. It's like, we're trying to get home in one piece, not drift off the M1. We're trying to get home in one piece. I checked on the listen again. Yeah, it went out, which
amazing.
Made me extremely happy.
Oh, that's joyous. I'd just like to think of someone accidentally tuning into that.
Okay, right, so some tunes then,
yeah? Yeah, deep cuts ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Only a dream, all glory beyond the dog sleep. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking, for death is only a dream. Mother, I've seen through the veil, clear across to the bank of that beautiful stream, where saints are repaired for earthly loss, for death is only a dream. Only a dream of glory beyond the dark sleep. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking, for death is only a dream. Mother, tell father, I've seen that bright horse that God gave his son to redeem. I know he will faithfully stand at his post, for death is only a dream. Only.
Take you home.
Yeah, it's almost a shame we have to talk.
Always.
I say have to.
We didn't. No,
but no, we don't. Weirdly, I was listening to this album the other day. I say it every year or so, but I'm still not bored of this song. To say that we listen to it at least 52, well, not at least, at least 40 times a year.
Yeah.
I'm still a fan. It's Aphex Twin with Crystal, Extal, for those interested. There might be somebody. Anyway, what do we have in that final set?
Yeah, it was a deep one.
Yes, I kicked off with Bohannon, Save Their Souls, from the debut album from musician Hamilton Bohannon, Stop and Go, released in 73 on Brunswick. I sent that one out to Phyllis in S6.
Then we did to Boston Jack and the Soulites with Great God Over in Zion, taken from the Dubfender website. He knows what he's talking about. Amazing piece of 77 roots material from an obscure singer by the name of Boston Jack, shrouded in mystery, no dub in sight.
Oh.
Yeah, it's got a different tune on the flip. Contains all the classic ingredients the roots fanatics love. Melancholy guitar, deep bass, haunting vocals, and backing singles to boot.
I mean, like I said to you, that's exactly the kind of tune I want to hear on the big rig.
Yeah.
Not Digi Steppers from 2020.
Not punishing frequencies.
Pinning me to the back of the wall, back wall of a warehouse.
Yeah. Rough and rugged. Then we played Herb Johnson, Where Are You? A 68 release on Brunswick. Pricey 45 now, but you can get on the comp. More Loving on the Flip Side, which now again put out in Jan. The original, that's quite a long time ago now.
2012, I think.
There you go. Okay, so yeah, a while back. But basically the premise is, but while they're all Egon and those Now Again people all digging on the Funk 45s, they just ignore the B-sides, never really play them because they were too ballady, and then slowly realised that there were some pretty good jams on there.
Yeah.
So yeah, puts together some compilations of the sort of deeper, slower cuts from the B-sides, which also have a place.
It does happen though, doesn't it? You, when you,
yeah,
listening to what
you're focused on a certain thing, you're looking for something specific,
you just think, oh, I'm not even fussed about that.
Yeah,
the amount of times we've done that with records, yeah. Like, oh, and then I played the other side,
pretty good. After that, some fairly obscure gospel. That was Randall Stevens with Love, from an album called The Music I Love Is Gospel on Bounty Records from 1975. Again comped by Numero Group, this one. They've got a new series out called Great Lakes Gospel. So hopefully, well, they say this is volume one.
Excellent.
So maybe there's going to be more in the series. This one focused on Cleveland, Ohio. There's a nice little write-up on their website.
It's got my favourite coach station in Cleveland.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lovely building, like Art Deco building. It's well nice.
That's nice. It says a dozen curious church groups devotionally reaching towards the genre's frayed edge, get lost in ecstatic choir funk, pulpit rapping, direct injection guitar solos, and the Holy Spirit should it move you.
Perfect. I'm going to send that one out to Mama Ray Ray, tuned in here in Sheffield. It's always nice when people get in touch.
Oh, sweet.
Then we topped out that set with Reverend Edward W. Claiborne, Death Is Only a Dream. Send that one out to Phonic Underground on Blue Sky. He did a guest mix for us a year ago.
Is that a year?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
3rd of March. Show number 343 for those playing along. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. It's a really good Latin mix. I can't remember if it's... don't think it's 78s. I think it's from like LPs. Yeah. I remember the pictures from the LPs. They were... it's quite a lot of nudity, which made me laugh. But yeah, he's recommended that one. You can cop that from Mississippi Records Bandcamp. They did a compilation, Last Kind Words, 1926 to 53, pay what you want. One tune to play us out now.
Yes, new one that arrived with the aforementioned Mr. Bongo's order. This is Juan Pablo Torres with Cacao. It's the Dan Tyler, yeah, the Buito version. Extended out, so this will roll us out the show.
Sweet, well, have a good one, folks.
Thank you.